And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Platy. It is a somewhat rainy Friday evening here in Lansing. Well, the Lansing School Board last night in an 8-1 vote voting through a revised 3-year plan that will mean that the city's three high schools will remain open. It's not the first 8-1 vote by the board, and the single dissenter, Lansing School Board Vice President Charles Ford, joins me now to tell me why he's not going along with the program. Charles, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
How you doing, Michael?
Very good. So are you on speaking terms with the other board members, or are they giving you the...
It's a very professional vote. I mean, it's not like I'm not on speaking terms. I'm no longer the vice president. I just want to make sure you're clear on that. We had a vote this past January, and the officers changed, and so I'm not the vice president, just the school board. Well, I'm saying that just, but a school board member.
Gotcha. Now, of course, the question is why, because this is clearly something that people are excited about. We're not going to have to close a single high school. Well, why are you saying no to this plan?
Well, the high school proposal was mine. Back 6 months ago, I proposed a 7-12 for our theme schools, which are Sex and Eastern, International Baccalaureate, and the STEM program. So I have no problem with the high school proposal because it does keep our high schools open. The concern I had wasn't the high school portion. I think that's what the article said. We're keeping all the high schools open. My concern was at the elementary school level. Our elementary schools that are pre-K through 5, they're doing very well. They're getting A scores from the state. They're getting, you know, they're meeting AYP. Our elementary schools do very, very well. Now we're kind of splintering those elementary schools up. We're going pre-K to 3, and then we're going 4 to 6. I have a number of schools, like Kavanaugh, for instance. We don't even bus students. They walk to school, pre-K through 5.
Well, is the idea, though, to focus in this pre-K through 3rd grade very intensively on math and writing skills and making sure that students, once they get out of that stage, they're ready to take on the rest of their schooling?
I don't see why you can't do that anyway. I mean, you're saying because you have just pre-K through 3 in your school, you can focus on math and reading. We're supposed to be doing that anyway. My concern that we have community schools. We have schools where, for example, Fairview that's received an A for the last 5 years, pre-K through 5. Why can't we move our 6th graders back to those schools? And then that way we only transition one time. I have a concern when I'm transitioning kids from 3rd grade to another school at 4th grade, mm-hmm. and possibly another school at 7th, 8th grade, then another school for 7th through 12th. I have a concern about that. All studies show that pre-K through 8 is a better model because you have lesser transitions for the students.
Let me ask you about the high schools. We have less and less students in the district. The high schools are very well below capacity, especially Eastern and Sexton. Do you really think it is a good idea to leave these high schools open when they're fairly empty?
Well, I think that because of the theme concept for the schools, the International Baccalaureate, I think, yes, we need to keep Eastern open because it has a specific theme. That's our International Baccalaureate program, which is doing very well for us. Then we have our STEM program, which is a science, engineering, math program at Sexton. And we have those students transitioning from the old Dwight Rich Middle School, which is now the STEM Academy, into Sexton. So yes, I think that it's a good plan for our students to transition within their own curriculum area. So I think we're going to build this district. I don't think that we're going to with just the few students that we do have. I think we're going to stabilize.
Now,
I think
you're opposed to this restructuring of the pre through 3rd grade initially, then 4 through 6 and 7
yes,
through 12. Whose idea was
7
that?
12, not the 7 through 12. I'm not opposed.
Right.
That was I proposed that concept before they had the restructuring program back in September. I proposed it in August, 7 through 12. I was met with opposition. We're not going to be able to move 7th graders in with and 8th graders in with the high schoolers. I proposed it again about 3-4 weeks ago that we moved 7 through 12 at our theme schools. You know, now it's come back that they've adopted part of my proposal.
So whose idea was the preschool through 3rd grade segment?
Well, that's the new interim superintendent and the staff that's there now, the administrative staff that's there now, are proposing the pre-K through 3 and the 4 through 6.
I have a... Mm-hmm. I know you were against interim superintendent Yvonne Kamalkanul from being appointed. It sounds like your opinion of her has not changed since then.
Well, no, I'm not against Yvonne Kamalkanul. I don't even know her. Okay, I'm against the process that got her there. It's not her. See, a lot of people don't understand. We did not have open advertisement for the position for interim superintendent, and we didn't even allow internal candidates to apply. You know, it wasn't, we're an equal opportunity employer. I think it was not proper for us not to consider posting a job for at least 10 to 14 days or allowing internal candidates to apply.
How do you think she's doing so far, though?
Well, I mean, she's only been there for a week. I mean, how she's doing is that I have a concern that she's going to be gone June 30th. We've got a three-year restructuring plan that a new interim superintendent is going to have to follow through with.
So she is not sticking around. In terms of
her contract says that she can't even apply for the permanent superintendent job.
I see. Will the new superintendent, new interim superintendent, will that process differ from the one that chose Ms. Kamalkanul?
No. Yeah, it's not an interim superintendent. We are hiring a permanent superintendent. So we have a search firm that is going to, out of Illinois, which I voted against. I thought we should have had MASB right here in Michigan, right here in Lansing, go do the search for the new permanent superintendent. So that's why I'm saying her contract is only good until June 30th. And in her contract, it says she can't even apply for the permanent superintendent. We're going to have a new permanent superintendent. I think that if we'd have moved the sixth graders into the elementary schools, that would have been those fifth graders transitioning to sixth grade. We went to 7 through 12. Then we'd get a new superintendent. Then we can look at a further restructuring of the district.
I want to ask you about the dropout rate for Lansing's high schools. It's over 25%. Is there anything the district is doing right now that they can really do to really change that number?
Well, we're doing a lot of things. I mean, we've got our advanced path program where we are going out and looking for those students who have either dropped out or we feel that we can give them a special assistance to, and they can graduate. Also, we're looking at credit recovery programs. So we're looking at a number of different things to try to get more students who are dropping out to then finish their high school diploma.
No idea yet who the next superintendent will be. Are there any top candidates yet?
No, we've got a search firm. That search firm is not scheduled to give us candidates till sometime in April. And then we will go through the process of waiting through those candidates, having interviews and those types of things.
Any chance at someone internal to the Lansing district right now?
I don't know. Like I said, we'll have to see who applies, who the top candidates are, and that's what the search firm does for us. You know, so I can't even venture a guess at this point who the firm is going to recommend to us. It's a national search. We're looking throughout the whole country. We're looking for the best candidates to apply.
And they'll certainly be stepping into some challenging shoes.
Well, they'll be stepping into some challenging shoes, but like I said, I think that our district is going to grow. I think we've got a lot of positive things going for us right now. I just think that you're going to see we stabilized our student rate last year, so I don't think we're going to be losing. I think we're going to be gaining.
Lansing's school board member, Charles Ford. Charles, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
All right, then. Thank you.